In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are now on the fourth Sunday of Advent, the final week of our preparation to celebrate the first coming of Jesus, born as a child in Bethlehem. Each Sunday of Advent has guided us step by step. Remember, on the first Sunday, the call was issued clearly, prepare the way of the Lord. On the second Sunday, we were told how to prepare. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. On the third Sunday, the gospel placed before us the powerful testimony of John the Baptist, who prepared the way not only with his words, speaking truth even to Herod, but also with his life, enduring imprisonment and death. His witness challenged us to consider how we too could bear witness to Christ. Today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the Church gives us the testimony of Saint Joseph, a quieter witness, but no less powerful, and invites us to learn from his way of preparing for the coming of the Lord. Now, who was Saint Joseph? Most of what we know about Joseph comes from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, with a brief mention in Mark. According to Luke, Joseph was living in Nazareth some months before the Annunciation. Matthew and Mark tell us that he was a carpenter, the husband of the Virgin Mary, and the foster father of Jesus. In today's gospel, we hear of a decisive moment in Joseph's life. While he was engaged to Mary, he learned that she was pregnant. Faced with confusion, pain, and fear, Joseph chose compassion. Scripture tells us that he did not want to expose Mary to shame, so he planned to dismiss her quietly. Then in a dream, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived." And Joseph obeyed. He took Mary into his home and accepted the child entrusted to him. Now, from this brief moment, we begin to understand why God chose Joseph to be the earthly father of Jesus. Matthew describes him as a righteous man. Luke shows us that Joseph experienced anxiety and uncertainty, just like we do. So when Joseph traveled with Mary to Bethlehem to register, the time came for her to give birth. There was no room in the inn, and Jesus was laid in a manger. So Joseph experienced anxiety and uncertainty later when they brought Jesus to the temple. They were astonished by Simeon's words about the child. Joseph carried the weight of mystery, responsibility, and awe. Then came another trial. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and warned him to flee to Egypt, for Herod sought to kill the child. So in the middle of the night, Joseph rose, took Mary and Jesus, and fled. Again, he trusted. Again, he obeyed. The last time Joseph Joseph is mentioned in Scripture is when Jesus was 12 years old and the family traveled to Jerusalem. When Jesus was lost for 3 days, Joseph endured deep anxiety, not only his own fear, but also the pain of supporting Mary in her distress. It was a heavy cross, and he carried it silently. This is how the Gospels present Joseph, husband of Mary, guardian of Jesus, a wise and faithful servant. God entrusted Joseph with his family on earth, and Joseph watched over them with daily devotion, faithfulness, and love. I want to repeat that line. God entrusted Joseph with his family on earth, and Joseph remained faithful. Joseph, therefore, becomes a model for all of us. Yes, you call me Father Woodrow because the Lord has entrusted me with his church family to watch over you and serve you with faithfulness, love, and devotion. But you too are called fathers and mothers, guardians and caregivers, because God has entrusted his children to you, your children, your families, to watch over them with faithfulness, love, and devotion. Like Joseph, this calling is not easy. Parenthood and family life bring fear and anxiety, difficult decisions, painful situations, and sometimes heartbreak, despite our best efforts. Yet Joseph teaches us that holiness is found not in having all the answers, but in trusting God and doing the next faithful thing. So let this be my simple and final challenge as we approach Christmas. Pray to Saint Joseph. Ask the one to whom God entrusted Jesus and Mary to intercede for you. Pray for courage, wisdom, and guidance as you care for the family entrusted to you. And when you gather at home this Christmas, bless your family, children present or absent, with your love and your prayer. And if at all possible, bring them to church on Christmas morning, so that together, as one church family, we may receive the Lord's blessing. Amen.